WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we hear from Dorothy Antonelli of Neville Green, a volunteer-run nonprofit working to enhance the environment on Neville Island. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story.
This is the 79 South Ramp. We plant this triangle and maintain it.
It's a chilly winter day on Neville Island, and Dorothy Antonelli is sitting at her dining room table flipping through printed pictures. They're images taken in the summertime of places on the island where she and her fellow volunteers at Neville Green plant flower beds each season. It's a colorful mix, various hues of petunias, red sedum grass, and blue sages, among others.
Planting, and these are what they look like when they're planted. And we probably plant about 1,200 flowers annually every year.
Antonelli is one of just over 1,000 people who live on the western third of the island, which sits in the Ohio River about 15 minutes away from downtown. The rest is occupied by industry, chemical plants, warehouses, parking lots. She says that's the only association that most Pittsburghers make.
I don't think many people know that there is a residential community on the island that is thriving, and it's a very safe place, and it's a very quiet place.
Antonelli has been the president of Neville Green since 2002. The organization was formed 10 years earlier. In addition to planting flowers at central locations like the island's War Memorial Park and along main roads, Neville Green's volunteers also plant trees and routinely run cleanups. And Antonelli is especially proud of the learning opportunities they've been able to offer in the past. For one program, called Neville Naturalists, they brought in educators to teach local kids about the environment and take them on field trips.
We went and visited waste dumps. We went down to Alcosan. Free. Nobody had to pay for it.
These are simple gestures, but they're appreciated by the community's residents. Bob Schutte is a financial planner whose family has been on the island since 1917.
When people come down here and they take a closer look around, they realize what a special place this is.
Antonelli says that ultimately, the work is about establishing a better balance between the two spheres on the island, both tangibly and in people's perception. One might think that this goal would lead to tension between the two groups, but actually...
Industry on the island supports us almost 100%. If it wasn't for them, we probably couldn't maintain Neville Green as an organization.
According to Antonelli, Neville Green doesn't get any assistance from local government, so it runs strictly on donations, much of which come from the industrial sector. Lance Olson is a senior director at the minerals company Carmuse Lime and Stone, which has a facility on the island.
We live in the communities that we work in. A number of our employees live locally here, and we feel it's important to give back to the community. And Dorothy is doing marvelous work on an island that is kind of forgotten sometimes.
In the winter, Neville Green mostly takes a break from activity. But in March, Antonelli says she and her fellow volunteers will start picking out what they want to plant this season. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.